This is Sean with Voices of Las Vegas, and I'm here with Paul. Paul, how are you?
I'm great, Sean. Nice to meet you at a party.
Yeah.
What a place.
Tiffany Nielsen, this is her holiday soiree, and you're just getting ready to tell me how you made it to the upper levels in the cosmetology world.
That's true. So here's what happened. I grew up in a barbershop. My whole family are hairdressers, barbers, you name it. I've done hair my whole life. When I got out of middle school and had to wait for my mom to get home, I went to my uncle's barbershop, and that's where I hung out. So, and you're from Indianapolis. I'm from Columbus. I was a local kid that made it. I played for Ohio State from 85 to 89 basketball. Ended up playing overseas. From that, one of the guys that I played with ended up going to the NBA, and that exposed me to meeting a lot of people, you know,
Okay. Different
people. So I have a finance degree. I actually did the 9-to-5, had the suit, all
that. What type of company were you working for?
My first job was at the same stock brokerage firm that my brother worked at, the Ohio Company.
Okay.
And then I moved from there to a couple other jobs that I was at for a while and traveled all around. And before that, I actually played basketball overseas in Spain for 3 years.
For 3 years. So what was the name of the team?
Gijón Balancestros, which is in Mallorca, an island off the coast. And it is the island that's right next to Ibiza, so that's where we went a lot.
For 3 years, you were next door?
Yeah, next door. And it was amazing. That's a whole nother story. But so from that, I hit that point in my life where I was like, I'm done. I don't want to wear a suit ever again. And what do I do that I like? The reason I have a finance degree is I got a full ride. My mom said, you should do something you're not good at, like math, since somebody else is paying for it. So did that, worked in that industry, hated it the whole time. Did a complete 180, dropped out, saved a bunch of money, went to Paul Mitchell Academy, trained under some of the best people at Paul Mitchell. One of my instructors was part of their original platform artist team. And from that,
Where'd you move from there? City?
So I moved from, when I moved back from Spain, I went back to Columbus, where I'm from. From there, I moved to Sonoma County. I went to school here in Vegas when it first opened, like 17 years ago. Went back to Sonoma, worked in spas and stuff there, which also exposed me to lots of people come up from L.A. to go to spas and drink wine, so got to meet people there. I moved here to work for Paul Mitchell as an educator at the school, and then got...
Kind of like Top Gun.
Yeah, and then left that and got hired by the corporate side, so then I left teaching students and am now teaching professionals. So spas, salons will hire or pay for classes of whatever we're teaching at the time. And from that, I've gotten, exposure with Fox TV, and I do Brad Garrett's hair, Boyz II Men, Def Leppard, Prince's ex-wife, Maite, who lives here.
These are all current clients?
Current clients.
Current clients.
Nigel from So You Think You Can Dance, whenever they would do the Vegas sessions, or they do the Vegas sessions, when he's here, I do his hair. People you don't know that are wealthy. I don't know. It's my passion.
So, it's your passion. So you've gotten to a place now that the people that you deal with, the number one thing besides being good at doing the hair is you have to be a good conversationalist, and you're able to hear some probably great things from all those people.
The things you hear, it's incredible. I hear so many things that probably even shrinks don't hear, that you kind of get this filter where you're kind of listening and kind of doing, you're engaged enough so they feel like you're engaged, but you're still doing your job. I've had several times where I've gotten home talking to my lady going, oh my God, I can't believe that she said, whatever it is. She caught her husband with a donkey and a midget. Who knows? I mean, crazy shit that I've heard from people. And it's like, I'll get home and then remember, like, wait, did she say donkey and a midget? Or, you know, literally, I've had stuff like that happen. It's nuts, man.
Well, what's out of anybody that's publicly known famous, who's your favorite conversation?
My favorite conversation would have to be Robbie Knievel, Evel Knievel's son. First of all, the reason I love anything Evel Knievel is that dude invented extreme sports. There was nobody else doing shit he did. And then his son picked up his mantle and kept doing it. And he's just as crazy. And, I mean, just some of the conversations about his dad were incredible. So he's one of my favorite to sit in my chair and just chop it up.
So who would you say you've become closest friends with?
One of my real close friends now is Jason Feinberg from Fox 5. That's everybody knows. He's on in the morning. I do his hair. I do his mom's hair. I don't know. The character you see on TV is not a character. He is that silly and awkward and funny. And yeah, he's a good guy. I like him a lot, man. He actually went on vacation with us about 4 months ago, 5 months ago.
Is it crazy that you went with your gut and now you're where you're at, looking back to where you were and how you thought it could go?
I have done more cool stuff being a lowly hairdresser than I would ever have done being a stockbroker on Wall Street. Like, ever. I mean, the things that you get involved with or invited to or become a part of, it's mind-boggling. I mean, I've styled at the Emmys, the Oscars, the Grammys, Miss America, Miss Universe, Miss Asia North America, which most people don't know, but it's literally one of the biggest contests for Asian women from all over Asian countries to learn how to go to the next level, which is Miss Universe. And it happens here in Vegas, and it's just crazy. I mean,
and you get the call.
I get the call every time. I am actually the lead stylist. So I'm on the program, man.
And then you pick others to help. Is that, you're in that point position?
I am. I have a group of people, and we're all peers. I am not the leader of this group at all. We all function as one amoeba that morphs and does whatever. We call it Las Vegas Hair Lab. It's not a company. It's more a collective of like-minded stylists from all disciplines. And one of the things that I teach when I teach professionals is no matter what education you go to Paul Mitchell Academy, you go to Vidal Sassoon, you go to SECTA and get your cosmetology license and then go work at Supercuts, no matter where you are, you can learn something from somebody. So as long, and there's, you heard me say it earlier, there's a million ways to make brown. That's kind of a joke because it's true. Everybody has their way. No way is right or wrong. It's more about if you have a vision and you can produce the vision, then whatever you did was right.
Right.
So I teach a lot. There are people that are scissor purists. One of my buddies, he just refuses to use electric anything. He's a purist. I was never taught that. I grew up in a barbershop. Everything's a tool. If you have the right technique, you can use a freaking samurai sword and do a haircut. And I actually teach a class where I do take a woman with long hair, or two models with long hair, and I do the Jennifer Aniston beautiful long layer haircut on one with scissors and on the other with clippers, and they come out exactly the same. And
that's a yeah, beautiful move.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty badass, actually.
So out of everybody that you've taught, who's become the most successful and in new directions?
You watched Pawn Stars, right?
Yeah.
So his stepdaughters? Yeah, he married and they were his wife's daughters. One of his stepdaughters and her friend were my students. in the school when I taught, and then after when I did continuing education, and now both of them are in Hollywood working on one of the lots, MGM or one of them. So yeah, it's pretty dope.
That's awesome. Well, it's good to you know, be sitting with the king of cosmetology for the city. And
no, not me.
But I'm sure there's others, but there's probably only six.
It's a small fraternity, that's for sure. I mean, there's a lot of... I'll say this. Just because you get your cosmetology license does not mean you have a thorough education. And anybody that doesn't continue to learn, I think, pigeonholes themselves and won't get the opportunities that people that constantly try to learn do get. So I'm constantly learning. I mean, I just literally, 2 days ago, saw something on the internet and went home and took a doll head and made my own version of it because I thought it was cool. You know, so it's just, it's a passion. It's
you gotta keep playing.
You gotta keep playing. It's artwork to me. It's how I can express myself. So, and it, you know, people have asked me why I like doing hair, and it's very simple. When I was a kid, my favorite thing was my uncle would give me a haircut, and how did I feel when after, like, I could run faster, I could jump higher. I don't know, not true, but people feel amazing when they get out of a chair and think they look good, and that's what I like to do. That's literally why I do it. And if you're good enough, somebody might pay you for it.
Or you teach others how to make a life with it.
Yeah.
Right. And tell me your full name again.
Paul Chosey.
Paul Chosey. Well, I appreciate your Voices of Las Vegas story of your life and summary. It was a beautiful summary. But it's amazing that you've gotten to where you're at.
Yeah, man.
So congratulations.
I'm amazed every
congratulations.
Day. I really am amazed every day. I truly am. Like, I'm not a Jesus-y person. I guess I'm spiritual, but I feel blessed.
Well, and you got to pay it forward.
Always. Always.
That's the whole thing,
karma's
man.
Karma's everywhere you're going to be.
Yeah. You've got to make it. Got to make it happen.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Voices of Las Vegas.
All right.